Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumpin', hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't trickin', we got it. Order what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumpin', hell crazy, high heels on.
My boy Testo, what's good, man? Let me scream at him for a minute.
Yo, flying, flashy, doing my thing. Deep down in the club, making it rain. And gas in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the plot, 20 for the mate. Turn out to bump into me and make me feel my drink. Body full of rosé, chick full of color. Two-stepping with a nigga, baby mama. But we can tell that he don't want no drama. It's our block, gun stop, he going to one shot.
We
gon'
get
this
club jumping. Shorty on the dance floor, shaking, thumping.
Watching me, ain't nobody watching you. I could buy the ball, but you could only buy a shot or two. I'm a hustler, homie, I had the scene stopping too. I done sold a rock with you, I do what I gotta do. The ladies up in VIP.
Good evening, everybody. I had to bring back the old intro. Your boy Evan Hollywood and his hot chick on Dollhouse Radio. Thank you. 646-595-4038. And once again, it is Hot Sugar. I'm your host, Evan Hollywood. I'll have my left hand bitch with me in a little bit, Miss OD. I should have the boss lady herself with me tonight, Indea Morel. And I should have Miss Ari Good with me tonight as well, hopefully. But you know, they're always on CP time. We were not here last week, so we got a lot to cover. Last week is last week. There's now gone. A lot of stuff popping off this week. We're going to get into that. Around 15 after the hour, I'm going to have my blogger Saturday. So anybody calling in, any of my bloggers out there that are on Instagram and have a website and what have you, you want to promote your site, get your little shine on, you better do it now while it's still free. Oh, boy, 646-595-4038. While I'm waiting on Indea and Miss OD or Ari or whoever else is coming, where should we begin? So, over the last few weeks, we were talking Meek Mills, we were talking Drake, and how Drake has absolutely aired Meek Mills out in that little battle that they had. How Meek was fighting a battle that he knew, he picked the fight. You know what Meek did? He saw someone in a car at a stoplight. He stopped it, and the person was minding their own business. He went and dragged them out of the car, and then got his ass whipped. That's what happened to me. He saw somebody sitting at the light that was minding their own business because they had the same car he had. And he said, you know what? I'm going to whoop this guy's ass. He looks soft. And Meek dragged him out of the car and got his ass whooped. So now Meek Mills decided that, you know what? Since these silly goons got involved, maybe I better not. So Meek pulled out, he wrote a submission letter on Instagram. And then once people started clowning him, he pulled out and deleted it. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, and this is some tea for people, a lot of people are saying that Meek is doing that as a ploy and he plans on releasing another diss record, kind of like ambushing Drake. That's some hot sugar for everybody out there. So if he does have the nerve, the stagnant audacity to come out with another diss record, you'll know we heard it first. Heaven, Hollywood. 646-595-4038. Waiting on Andea and Audie and Miss OD. We already know Miss OD is going to be late. She's black. What else? Oh, Nicki Minaj called Meek Mill's a baby daddy earlier in the week, and then everybody went nuts. You know, why they would think that meant something is beyond me. You know, I think people get stupider and stupider every day. I think the boss lady's with me on the line. And there.
Yes. What's up, everybody? Hey. I'm here.
Oh, my God.
I'm on CGT time. Oh, my God. Hi, guys. I'm here, guys.
So, we had started off, we started talking about the Meek Mill that he pulled out of the battle, put a little submission note up on Instagram. We all need to stick together. See, now that them Philly goons have got involved, all of a sudden Meek, now his brain done caught up to his mouth.
Yes.
We need to stick together. This is stupid. Why are we going at each other? You know, and then once people started dragging, you know, how they say on social media, dragging him through social media, all of a sudden he took it down. And I was giving people a little tea that this word is out there, you know, circling around that Meek's planning on, now planning on releasing yet another Drake diss record. So, I mean, and then this is over. Did you say this is over? I mean, should Meek Mill continue?
No, I think it should have been over like 2 weeks ago. I'm so tired of it. Drake, you won. Just say you won and like just leave it alone. I really think, oh gosh, I think you posted something today and you was like, Meek should just concentrate on having sex with Nicki and whatever, you know, whatever you said.
Pay attention to your girl.
You shouldn't be
just fuck Nicki.
Right. You got one of the flyest chicks in the game right now. And all you're worried about is who wrote what. If I was him, I would be busy every second trying to hit. No, I'm just saying. Anyways, I'm just saying, guys, I'm sorry. Y'all feel me out there. I'm sorry. She's fine. And if I was him, I would be busy with my chick every chance we got. So why are you worried about Drake and this BS? It's stupid. It's not about, I mean, it's not making no money. You know, nobody really cares.
In fact, he's losing.
So let's move on.
People are talking about him losing sales. People are talking about he's losing sales now.
I really wanted him to come back with a heart. I wanted him to come back with something else. I really did, yes, because he was just drowning. Like, he was drowning bad. You know, nobody was saving him. Nobody threw him a life jacket. But it was getting worse and worse. And I'm just like, oh, gosh, this is embarrassing.
Yes,
King dark skin, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, the dark skin brother took a L. Here's something that's really, really took over a couple of days ago.
Yes.
It was early in the morning, and this broke on TMZ that Khloe Kardashian, said that she was coming out of her spin class or on her way to her spin class, and then Lamar Odom just popped up. It turned out that Khloe, I don't know whether she was about to call the police. I have to look on Hot Sugar. I'm the same. It's not blogging. I haven't looked on it all week. So I believe Khloe called the police, and then she was saying that Lamar was, how did you know, she was screaming at him, how did you know I was here, and blah, blah, blah. And the interesting thing is, Lamar Odom then turned to the press. He's been looking really bad since being a club. But he said some interesting things. Lamar Odom turned to the press, and this is what he said.
I am not, not, not the person that they're trying to make me out to be.
That's fair,
and
bro.
Whoever's doing it. I live in Las Vegas.
Right.
I live in Las Vegas.
I feel you.
So was there an address or a place given?
Right. So what you're saying?
Was there an address or a place given, or I just guessed right?
I feel you. What you're saying is, did I just guess right?
Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm not.
So wait till I finish talking.
Okay, give it to me.
Did I just guess right?
Okay.
Where this girl may be?
Okay.
That I know. I'm asking you.
You're asking me.
Right.
You're asking me my opinion.
You know I know Chloe, right?
I know that you know Chloe. Right? Yeah, right.
You know I know her.
Right.
Right. So how would you think I ended up there?
I would think that there was some communication between you two.
Okay then. It's hard for me to keep my composure. To everybody that I know and that supports me, I'm sorry, but it's just it. The dog has to bite back. That's it. Y'all won. Y'all beat me down.
No,
degraded me. Said I would do everything in the world. I'm a womanizer, a drug addict, everything.
Bam.
You know what I'm saying?
Bam. Listen.
I probably couldn't even get hired by Home Depot right now.
Bam.
Because of how people look at me.
Bam.
It's over. If it happens again, I will air everything out. Nobody got followed. Nobody got hassled. Nobody got harassed. Nobody got grabbed on. None of that. None of that didn't happen. Probably what's the most hurtful part is that I beat it to the punch. I didn't want to come up here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody should be calling up here saying, hell no, that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That is...
Okay, so this is my question. Lamar is pretty much saying that Chloe, who has done this in the past, let's just be real. Now, you know, we on Hot Sugar, you know us, we rock with Chloe. We fucked with Chloe hard body. But Chloe did this about a year ago with French Montana. She called Lamar to the club, told Lamar to come down to the, and then Lamar got to the club and couldn't get in. And it was a big old scene. After Chloe had told him and arranged that meeting for him at the club, he has a good point here and there. He lives in Las Vegas. How would he know the time of her spin class and where the spin class was if he wasn't told? How would he know that?
No, I agree with you.
She told him. I think a lot of this stuff is done for TV when they're filming. And it really looks bad on Lamar because they really drug him through the dirt. And it's really not cool because it makes sense. How else would he just pop up somewhere, the same place with his ex, and know exactly what time she's going to be there? She told him to come. And if nobody sees that, that's stupid. And I rock with Chloe. But I kind of think that this is stupid. It don't make sense. Why would you do that? Why are you doing this? And did you hear him when he said, I'm going to air everything out? It's something that he has on them that he's saying, do something else, and I'm going to air it out. So I advise the Kardashian family, whatever it is, because you know Lamar would know something. Correct?
But I agree.
He knows some secrets.
This is my thing. Lamar... But everything in my left hand bitches here. Lamar, for everything that you said as correct.
Yes.
Chloe did not put that glass dick to your mouth and make you suck it.
No, he didn't.
Okay. That glass dick went to your mouth on your own accord. Chloe didn't tell you to make a video and sing in her house about how you were cheating on her, how you're high right now, and if Chloe keeps going away, you're going to keep cheating. Chloe didn't do those things. And she also made it very known that she tried a lot of times to reconcile with Lamar. Now, I do believe there's some mind games here because Chloe, still in all, for a good, that's why she's doing all these things to her face and her body. Chloe is still, because of Kim, she will always be self-conscious because of Kim. Always. And she, no matter what, she's always known as the ugly Kardashian and the tall, doofy one. And regardless of how guys think, I think she looks stupid. amazing. She always has that low self-esteem.
I get that too. Yeah. She and you can tell that it's not just her. It's because she was probably made, like, people made her feel like that growing up. She knew that Ken and Courtney were.
Right. So.
And I think she's beautiful. I think she's beautiful.
Me too. Huh? I'd smash.
Right. I would.
You know, so I think Chloe's me, but I believe this is my theory. Because she's now with James Harden, I think Chloe called him there early and did not expect paparazzi to be out. And then when they were there and they see Lamar, she has to make a scene like, oh, my God, what are you doing? How did you know I was here? Because she don't want it to get back to James Harden. So I believe Chloe planned on having a meeting with this dude, and because the cameras were there, she had to make it seem as though, like, oh, he just popped up on it. Miss O.D.?
You cannot.
Well, she gang type. Girl, you should have did that late night and have somebody, like, take him to the hotel. Girl, I could tell you how to do that.
Listen, you're supposed to get a burner phone to text him and let him know what he had to say. You not expect paparazzi there. You're a Kardashian.
Right.
You live with
Thank
you.
You
know it.
Girl,
Miss
people OG, in the bushes. Late as hell.
So, like I said, I agree with both. Lamar,
yes.
You can't blame sucking the glass dick on Chloe. I'm sorry. And Lamar was toe up when he was doing that video. You can tell he was high.
He was
Lamar
high?
Stay high. Of course he was high. You can tell me where
he
was.
He didn't sound high. I didn't get that.
Never. 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 Look, you high. You're trying to think of something to say. But I do believe, because Chloe plays those type of mind games. She, like I said, she did it with him a year ago when she called him to come to meet her at the club when she knew she was going to be with French Montana. And then when he got there, he couldn't get in. You know, they didn't allow him in the club. It was a big old scene. Chloe played those mind games.
Petty shit.
Right. As a woman, do you think that it's okay to, like, it's just kind of weird that they jump from guy to guy so quick. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, you know, they all kind of know each other, right? So it's kind of weird for me. Like, I mean, it's okay for her to go from French Montana to now this season. The other guy's going to be on the show now. I mean, and then like,
well,
3 seasons ago, he was married to Lamar.
Right. This thing's not working. I think the Lamar thing, I really think she's trying to fill that void, and she doesn't want to be the one
alone
out there with no man.
Yeah,
that's the reason. But, you know, I really don't know what Lamar could possibly. I mean, what would Lamar say that would surprise you? I mean, because I feel like this.
I can think of a
lot. Let me put it this way. Lamar was in the family for, like, what, 3 years?
Yes.
He dated for a few months. He was married to her for 3 years. What could he really say? The show is fake. Yeah, okay. We probably know that. Show is staged. We know that. Chloe has surgeries. Yeah, we pretty much know that. O.J. Simpson's her father. That'd be pretty big. other than him telling me that Rob and Chloe have sex, or Kim and
like,
her brother.
What?
Other than him telling me something like that, there's nothing really gonna shock me about the Kardashians.
What if he says, "Bitch, you was sucking on the pipe with me"? Don't fret.
Right.
That wouldn't shock me, because remember, Chloe is a recovering alcoholic. Really,
she did lose a lot of.
Right. You was on the pipe too. Wouldn't shock
me. She did.
I mean, we'll see as far as that goes. It is Hot Sugar. I'm having Hollywood. I got Miss O.D. and the Boss Lady and Dea Morel with me. What else? Oh. So Superhead, right? She tried to stay relevant. Superhead, she does like these little Vlad TV interviews. Okay.
Oh.
And I'm gonna tell you something. She really shocks me because she is really intelligent.
We already know that, Heaven.
Right.
You didn't see none of her really interviews. She released her book.
I'm telling
did you,
you
see her
a lot of people.
Hmm? Huh?
What did you say?
You didn't see none of her interviews when she released her first book?
Yeah.
You didn't see none of the interviews
she really showed her ass.
I mean, but she's really smart. She's not a dumb girl. She's very intelligent. She talks very good. You would not expect someone like her to be the way she is. She's not a dumb girl.
Right.
Not at all.
The reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, whenever she talks, people go, oh, just spread your legs, bitch. Shut up.
Yes.
You know, but the reason why I said it is because she, with all of the Drake, Meek Mill stuff going on, and we'll run it back again to Miss O.D. Meek Mill surrendered. He folded like a cheap suit.
Sure did.
With all that stuff going on, you know, how they were talking about, you know, the whole ghostwriting thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Corinne, who everyone knows is obsessed with Lil Wayne, she made a very good point on Vlad TV about where she basically said that Drake ghostwrites for Lil Wayne. I mean, so this is what Corinne said. Right, this is what Corinne said.
I remember one of the things that kind of stood out to me in your first book when I read it was that you said that most of these artists aren't really that talented.
Mm-hmm.
They just got lucky and got put into a certain position.
Did I say that?
Something like that.
You may have said
rappers.
I probably meant it at the time. I mean, a lot of people aren't that talented. There's more than talent. It's kind of like, let's take it back to the conversation we had earlier about the Drake and Meek situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
How Meek's response wasn't terrible, but everyone was like, oh, it's terrible. There, you know, it's like people see what they want to see, how they want to see it. Drake looks better. He just looks, it just, the imagery is just better. So we're just going to say he's the better one because it looks better. Same thing with artists. That's why you have packaging. That's why you have someone coming in telling you how to wear your hair and what to wear and gain weight, lose weight, get a tan, do this, do that, because the packaging matters a lot of times more than the actual talent. And a lot of people aren't really talented. That goes for singers too. There are a lot of singers I've been in the studio with. I have a group of friends who are songwriters who write songs for major, major acts like Gaga and Britney and Taylor.
Yeah.
They write those songs. And I'm in the studio with them watching them write songs. And I'm watching these artists come in and sing these songs terribly.
Terrible.
And I'm watching these people fix it because they're not that talented, you know, but the packaging is good.
Oh, yeah. No, my first office, the first Vlad TV office was in a studio in New York. And I saw just black magic happened in that studio with auto-tune and like.
Okay, we don't care about Vlad. But again, later on in that interview, she went on to say that Drake has written songs for Wayne. So this is the point that I was making, okay? And I've been fighting with people on Twitter for like a month now. Well, what else is new? But in this day and age, okay, when people are saying, he doesn't write his own words, that he should be taken down a notch. Dudes that are lit, I'm not talking about people like Meek Mill, I'm not talking about D-list rappers, Meek Mills and, you know, Young Thug, you know, all these D-list rappers. They ain't got nothing but time. They should be writing their own lines. You better be writing on their lines all the time you got.
They got time.
Right. You got plenty. What else you going to do? But people like Drake and Kanye West and these people that are on a lot of records and a lot of features, if you believe that Jay-Z, okay, who's been in the game 25 some odd years, if you believe that Jay-Z has written every verse for every song, every time, I got some fried ice cream to sell you. Because there is no way in hell that there's that much time in the day. He's running businesses. He's got Rock Nation. He Not has even... the Nets at one time. There is no way that he puts every single verse down on every single song. And that's my point that I was trying to make. And it's super heavy. And people have to remember, when they go, oh, what the hell does she know? Superhead has been around hip-hop for three generations now. She's been sucking dick since the 80s. She's been sucking rabbit dick since the 80s. And you know good and damn well, she would be the one that will know stuff behind the scenes like that.
And this not is only that, while she's been around. Right. She's been around some of the most influential artists. She's been around some of the biggest artists. Think about it. So she would know. She's been there.
Yep. Yep.
Not even so why wouldn't that. She know?
Not even just that, as a rapper, being in the game for that long, eventually you run out of shit to say. You can only write
right.
about
exactly.
your cars and your money and your holes and this and that for so long. Eventually you got to switch.
Right. I don't see nothing wrong with it, because as an artist, and I said this before, there are many dope artists who write their own stuff, but sometimes creatively, you want somebody else to come in and they might just do something. You're like, wow, let's go. Let's do it. Sometimes you want that.
Right.
And I don't see nothing wrong with that. Why is it so bad that somebody else wrote a dope verse and you didn't write it? For what? Who
cares? I think it's because another part is because of Drake. Drake has a lot of haters. He's now coming in a lot of haters with his success. And I believe
yes.
if this was Jay-Z or somebody like that, I don't think anybody would make it such a big a fan favorite, so to speak, or Fabulous. A lot of people like Fab, love Fabulous. Somebody, they wouldn't be making that big of a deal. But it's because Drake is on that high pedestal now where he's like I said, he's on the Sprite can with freaking Rakim, Biggie, and Tupac. So I think that's what a lot of people are making a big deal out of it, because Drake is on, like, I mean, he's up there. He's put up there as one of the best. So, but my point is, it was a few verses. It was one verse out of a three-verse song. Then the other one was another verse out of a three-verse song. Then one was a feature for Meek Mills, who he know Meek didn't like him any fucking way. That's the way he did it. So people want to keep acting like that wasn't the case. Drake realized that Meek didn't really fucking like him, and that's the reason why he gave him that freaking verse that was not his in the fucking beginning. I mean, so because he knew this dude don't really like me, he's fronting. And I remember I told everybody, I gave everybody that tea weeks ago. Safari called Drake, and I have a written confession, which was a text message, written confession, a text message from someone in the house at the time. Safari called Drake and told him, that dude don't like you. He was just using you to get to Nicki. So
right.
remember that, people. Drake's not a dumb dude. He's not a dumb dude. 646-595-4038. Speaking of Drake, I remember I brought this up to Ari a couple of weeks ago when the whole incident with the OVO Fest in Toronto was down. And there was two deaths at the after party. Now, I don't know whether this was the official after party, but it was an after party for the OVO Fest in Toronto. Two people ended up dead because it was a shooting. People started shooting. And two people ended up dead. Now, this was my point, only because I remembered something like this happened years ago, you know, when Miss OD wasn't even a thought, and Dad was probably running around in a t-shirt and panties. I remember Diddy throwing a party, okay, at a college when Diddy first started, and there was some sort of something happened. People went crazy. They started trampling, and people ended up dying. Years later, Diddy got sued for that. Okay. Now, it was not Diddy's fault, but he threw the party. He's the one with all the money.
So they ended up suing him. So my thing wasn't, and Ari shot me down, you know, like I had a target on me. I said, if I was Drake, right out the gate, before anybody said anything, I would give those victims' families money. Right out the gate. No, it wasn't Drake's fault, and everybody killed me on Instagram, I mean on Twitter. No, it's not. That wasn't Drake's fault. Why should he have to pay for that? I'm not saying he has to. I'm not saying it's his fault. But you know for a fact that one of those families are going to sue somebody.
Yep. And he's going to get more.
Right. He's going to get more. So that was my point. Ari said, no way. No fucking way. No, Ari has no fucking way. Right. So I said, if you come out right now and say, I'm sorry that it happened, here right. is $1 million for this family, here's $1 million for that family, and for the four people who got hurt, here's $200,000 apiece for them, Drake's not going to miss that money. Not gonna
no.
miss that. And right then and there, you give it to them now, and they won't ask for it later. Because you came out, you offered it, from the beginning, know it wasn't your fault, but this is my city. The
or you give it to them and then
place.
They turn around and think they can get more.
Well I don't
no.
think, but I don't think they'd be able to do that, though.
No.
Right. I don't think they'd be able to do that because they're really not entitled to it in the first place. But it's the same thing with the Chris Brown and Drake. When they started throwing the glasses like they were basketball-wise, when they were throwing the glasses at each other in the club in New York. Okay, that wasn't the club's fault, but the club got sued. And then when, you know, it wasn't the club's fault that Drake and Chris Brown was fighting over Rihanna, and Drake sent Chris Brown a letter and said, I'm fucking the woman you're in love with, bitch.
Wow.
And then that's how that whole fight kicked off. you know, he sent him a champagne bottle with a note on it and said, I'm fucking the love of your life. And then that wasn't the club's fault that they did that, but the club got sued. And then when the club got sued, who do you think they went to try to recoup their money?
Yeah.
Drake.
That's right.
Chris Brown.
That's right.
So they tried to sue Drake and Chris Brown. That's my point. I think when he did issue an apology.
Drake be having people high. Don't Drake be having guys high? He be having these dudes hot.
Drake got pretty.
Drake must got some magic kicks. Like, let's find out. Like, he got dudes upset at him. They know about it. It's like, don't leave your girl around Drake, y'all. I'm telling y'all right now.
That's
his singing
ass. Poppy.
I can't see Drake.
Them
being
Poppy and put their ass on a song.
No, all Drake is doing is pillow talking with these girls. He ain't really getting it in with these females.
Miss OD, do you think Drake is cute? Do you like Drake? I like him musically, but I don't think I would let him hit.
He's not attractive
I think he's not attractive either.
You've seen that meme go around Instagram where they compared him to, what was it? Was it Littlefoot from fucking Land Before Time?
I don't know. Some like I said, anything that's dissing Champagne Poppy, pause, is I don't look at. But that's my guy. 616-595-4038.
4038.
Straight doing something to these chicks. I'll tell you that much.
He must be going down on them. Is he going down on them?
He's going downtown. I think that's about all he's able to do.
His mouth action is on fire.
Yep. That's exactly what I think right there.
Now, I let him do that now. Now, I ain't going to lie about that.
He damn sure don't got to be
about it. All of the guys. All of the guys, Kylie Jenner turned 18. Woo!
Let the line begin. I can't with you.
Let the
it's
going to
be a long-ass line.
It's a lineup. What they say in Canada, they don't say it's a line. They say it's a long lineup. It's going to be a lineup for Kylie Jenner. Tiger, you better get ready, boy. you better get ready, because you know you ain't gonna be the only one after that. Oh man, yeah. So she turned 18. She went to Mexico with Tiger. You saw all the. It's funny. You notice how before she turned 18, like they were very cautious about showing PDA out in public because you know Tiger was going to be looked at as a pedophile. But now, boy, they're all over each other. He got his holding hands, got his arm around the.
Oh yeah, they
know,
had 3 feet
you know,
space before that.
Yeah. Before,
so can they get him for stuff because they know he's been having sex with her?
Well, they got to prove he's been having sex with her. Cause he's going to say yes.
Okay.
They're going to right. They're going to say, well, we haven't been having sex. We haven't been having sex. What are you people talking about? Oh, my goodness. 646-595-4038. I bought Chris Breezy. Oh, I'm going to try to attempt to crank call Chris Brown. Now, I know he's not in the vestibule.
Why you got to go piss that man off and mess with his sobriety? Why you got to do that?
Because his mom, who I'm really good with, you know, we DM back and forth all the time.
You know,
I convinced his mom. I convinced his mom to give me his number. And she was like, oh that's
going
to be so fun.
Good. I can ask him why he blocked me then. Why the hell he going to block me on Twitter?
He got you blocked?
Yeah, he blocked me on Twitter. He said, this person says, I think maybe we said some stuff a long time ago and I done forgot. I don't know. Y'all know I be saying stuff. I don't know. But he blocked me.
You got a lot of people.
I'm worse than Heaven Hollywood. Heaven Hollywood will get your ass blocked and he won't even know you.
That's saying something.
That does. Heaven on everybody's list.
Yeah, I mean, I have people that I don't even know block me. And I'm like,
oh, God.
I'd be looking, I'd go back to talking, they're like, you cannot see these. I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all know how much I mess with Kim Kardashian, right? Y'all know how much
yeah.
I love Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian blocked me.
Now, oh, God.
I never
think
nothing wrong about Kim Kardashian. I never think
you're always saying good stuff about her.
I know. She blocked me. Kim, you know she can't fucking read. She probably read something backwards.
See, and it's comments like that right there.
Yeah, that's why your ass got blocked.
He probably read something the wrong fucking way, and all I do is stick up for Kimmy.
No, but Heaven, you have a way with your words where you're kind of like pornographic. I'm just saying. I mean, you write stuff like "eat the booty" and all that. Nobody want to see that when they wake up in the morning.
Groceries.
Yeah, nobody want to see that.
646-595-4038-405 area code John Hot Sugar.
Hello.
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 Who?
Hello. This is
Hi.
Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Greg, what's going on, Greg?
What's popping, Greg?
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Greg. We know Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Greg.
I am having so much fun here in Oklahoma.
Are you drinking tonight with us?
Do what now?
Are you drinking?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay. Boo.
No drinking?
No drinking?
Actually, no. Not tonight. Didn't love brush hogging and mowing, but no, actually pretty good.
All right.
So what's on your mind, Greg?
Now, the Kardashians and Tyga. Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Tyga.
Oh.
Tyga.
So you don't like Tyga for Kylie. How do you feel about Kylie turning 18?
I mean, my daughter is 17. I was like, okay, 18, okay.
Right.
I am
I
a very protective
I do a party
dad.
With her. You're really protective dad. Well, yeah, you would be over your own daughters, but I'm not gonna lie. I threw a party when Kylie turned 18.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I let my daughter drink because it's a German thing being heritage with me and my family and my ex-wife from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's okay, well, at a young age, you know, it's like, well, let's go ahead and introduce her to alcohol. That way,
nice.
In case high school boys.
Okay, Greg is definitely drinking. Greg is drinking tonight.
Thank you.
Greg, you didn't have a shot.
646-595-4038. But I was waiting for Greg to get, you know, what we talked about. Where's my bloggers? Press 1 if you're on the line. You want to talk? Like I said, it ain't going to be free much longer. Get on here and promote your blog that rocks with Hot Sugar. IG _ Hot Sugar, by the way. 6,000. We reached 6,000 followers today. We thank everybody. Shout out to my bloggers, Brit, Cuban Cigara, Mongol Slate, and Maria, overnight, holding it down for us. Because I damn sure ain't going to be up 24 hours.
yeah, they definitely were.
So Safari, oh, yes. Safari, Nicki Minaj's ex, you know he has this new chick, okay?
Yeah.
And new chick, Zasha, I think Santiago, I believe her name is.
Yeah.
So Zasha, think she's not. I think she's not. But what happened was, I think this week, the beginning of the week, she was so-called put on blast for cheating on Safari, and there was some pictures that circulated and some text messages.
You already, Ma?
Right.
I want Safari to win so bad. But the thing is, I was notified by my blogger that she sent my blogger some DM and said, no, those text messages are fake. Those text messages are, not diluted, but, you know, it sounds like diluted. What's the word that when you mess with something?
Manipulated?
Altered?
Not manipulated. Altered, thank you.
Altered, okay.
Password, we would have been pretty good. Those are altered, you know, so she said that it wasn't true. This dude had a
How
video.
How the fuck do you tamper with text messages, though, bitch? What the fuck? What bullshit-ass fucking criminal justice school you went to that fucking told you that they altered the text message? Nigga, that shit is there.
So which part she didn't say?
Yes, she said it did not. It was not her. We don't get to our bloggers. He said it wasn't her. Okay, so I'm interested because all our bloggers mess with Hot Sugar. I'm interested to think what they actually thought. You know me. I have a soft spot for people who fuck with us. Like I'm like, oh, she damn does. Oh, you know, she's good. She didn't do it. but. There was a video of her in this dude's house where she was, like, standing around, like, looked to be in her panties, cooking or some shit. And the girl who so-called was the guy's ex-girlfriend is the one who aired her out. But as shown,
no
Safari...
whether this is true or not.
Yes. Well, Safari, obviously, he's back with her. It did not end up breaking him up, but... Demi would have looked bad after he went and said, you see my new bitch? Are you fucking crazy? And then Meek and Nicki still playing this game like they're so happy. And then Safari's girl cheats on him in the first fucking week of the damn relationship. Anyway, he's back with her. And no harm, no foul, I guess. 646-595-4038. You want to talk about Kylie?
I bet she won't do it again.
About Kylie on my damn mind. I bet
it
right.
She's going to do it. She
exactly
just know how to
right
do it better
there.
Now.
Chloe and Lamar, who do you think was the guilty party? You want to talk about Nicki and Meek? Do you think that at the end of this damn tour, this shenanigans are going to be over? They just look so awkward, like when they go for a kiss. They do that kiss thing every single night.
Yeah, because that bitch is embarrassed now, son. She's the highest paid female rapper in the game, the best in her craft, and this foolio-ass nigga was winning, dating her, but he want to turn around and call out not only the one of the other biggest rappers in the game, but, oh, wait a minute, her label mate, her friend, her compadre,
right.
Her mother.
Exactly.
I mean, like, come on. Like,
I would have checked you there.
She killed it. So now she's all concerned because she feel bad and she don't want to break up with him now because it's going to look real bad, but she going to get rid of that motherfucker.
Yeah, she is. You know, she thinking in the back of her mind, I'm going to get rid of your ass. Go on to smile now because your ass about to go.
Enjoy these kisses while you can, motherfucker. 702 area code, you're on hot sugar. 702.
Hello?
Yo.
Oh, hello. Hello, I'm here.
How you doing?
It's 13 Media. I'm doing good.
13 Media, yes, on Hot Sugar. Shout out your Instagram before we get going.
Oh, it's Thirsty Media _Thirsty_Media.
Thirsty Media doing their thing on Instagram. So let me ask you, the topic that we had just got off. Look, I'm joining a bunch. Oh, Safari, do you believe Zasha? Is Zasha, because I know you probably covered it. Everyone was covering that. Do you believe Zasha's innocent? Do you think those text messages were legit?
You know what? I've been following when Nicki Minaj and Safari broke up. Like, I was actually team Nicki. But then after I listened to Safari on The Breakfast Club and his interview, I saw a different side. I saw the real Safari. And after that, I went to Team Safari. So I want him to win, like you said. But do I believe that? And I saw the girl, I went to her Instagram, I saw the messages she was saying about Sasha and all these different things. But do I believe it? You know what? I don't really want to believe it. I really don't.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to talk about it, you know, but she is an ex-felon, and, you know, she's a model, and she's done some things.
You
know. Oh, you didn't know?
She's an
ex-felon. Time to fuck out.
Yeah.
Fill them in, Thirsty Media.
Okay, so, I mean, and when I first found out about it, I was, like, the first one to kind of try to talk about it. A lot of people were like, well, she looks good, she's this and that and this. But then when these text messages came out, a lot of people were trying to trash her. But I follow her on Snapchat. I really watch her and Safari a lot. Like, I post a lot about Safari. And his manager is super cool. I mean, he's always liking Thirsty Media's posts, so I really have nothing bad to say, you know. So Safari follows me on Twitter, on my Twitter account. So we follow each other.
Oh, you're a little biased.
A little, I really am. And, you know, Safari, but he's been, I know when a man is in his feelings, like this whole time he's been just, he said he was going to be celibate and he wasn't going to do this and he's going to lay off the women and he's going to do this. I mean, he's been trying to, like, keep a low key. Because he's been in his feelings for his last, I swear, about 7 months, ever since they broke up. He's been a major in his feelings. He's been trying to get over what happened between Nicki. Now, I know that I heard that he cheated. He's saying that she cheated, you know, and I want them both to win. I'm not saying I want them to be together, but I want them both to be happy because it seems like Safari's been going through a lot, and I just want him to be happy and Nicki to get away from Meek Mill. You know, I saw Meek Mill at the fight back in May, and I know this is going to – I shouldn't say this because I know a lot of people are listening, but no one knew it was him. This is what happened. He came right in front of me. Meek Mill, he was wearing all black. He was wearing all black.
First,
he came – and I was like, who is this guy in front of me?
All black. He's already black.
Right.
Male. You're not
right.
Black
right
black
in
black
front of me.
That was his first problem right there.
Oh, Thirsty, shout out your website and your Instagram.
Oh, it's my website, thirstymediaent.com. I'm getting actually ready to redo the whole website. My YouTube is popping right now because I just got done with an interview with Precious Parrish from, Love & Hip Hop, XG Unit. And I got some other talent on there on YouTube, on like via Skype. So I'm trying to build up, you know, celebrities, talent, you know.
We have to move on. There are a ton of calls. Thirsty Media's 18,000 followers on Instagram. How about that? Thirsty_media. Yo, her Instagram is ill. I was checking out a lot. She's got a lot of good stuff on there. Them bloggers be putting in work, man. 646-595-403. Better than I could say for me, because I can't do it. 618 area code. You are on Hot Sugar.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, India? How you doing, Heaven? Hollywood? I just wanted to comment on, I don't know if you've seen Straight Outta Compton yet, but that movie's awesome.
Yeah, I heard, man. I heard, I'm probably going to go check it out tomorrow. I heard that they overseeded what they thought was going to happen. And really good job. Shout out to Ice Cube and to F. Gary Gray. I heard they did a good job. And I also heard that Ice Cube's son was off the chain in the movie.
Yeah, he was. Man, it was, it was like deja vu. Because I grew up like listening to that music, of course. I'm in that era. So it's pretty cool to see that and just reminisce of all the great music, you know, back then, you know. You definitely miss it. And
how was the acting, really, in your opinion, in the film?
I thought it was great. The Eazy part was a scene stealer. The guy that played Eazy was, he was awesome in it. And MC Ren, it was cool to see him in DOC. Like, I've seen the guy that actually played MC Ren and other stuff. He did a really great job, too. But that, Ice Cube's son did an amazing job as Ice Cube's own dad. It, like, he had definitely the mannerisms and stuff down. And, it was cool. Yeah, that whole Chloe and Lamar deal, that was pretty crazy. Like, you guys were going to show up to her, I guess, Soul Cycle or something.
Who do you believe? You believe Lamar, or you believe Chloe? You believe that Lamar just popped up there out of the blue and was watching Chloe? Or do you believe that Chloe said, hey, let's meet up and talk?
It's so tricky. I don't think Chloe would have, like, called him up. I mean, I just found out, like, I guess she's dealing with James Harden or something. She clearly moved on. And, yeah, I think he just popped up and that was bizarre. So I gotta say.
He didn't just pop up.
Yo, but thanks for the call, man. Yo, I mean, a lot of people say they believe Chloe. He is on crack. People on crack know things. 6 4 0.
No, they don't. Okay. Oh my God.
Liars. What are you saying?
4 0 3.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People on crack be lying. You know what I mean? So
can we do some announcements, Heaven? We haven't done our announcements yet.
I'll do some announcements, yes.
Coming up.
Okay, let's go to announcements. I'm going to come back with our phone calls. Whoever's on the line, the lines are filled up. Whoever's on the line, you'll get your chance. I'm not going to cut you guys off this week.
No, no.
But there are people online. Oh, I apologize to Thirsty Media. I didn't mean to cut her off in mid-sentence. But so many people online. 646-595-4038. It'd be nice if I can find these damn announcements. La da dee da. Yeah, but my thing is this. Oh, never mind. Here goes Donald's announcement. We'll be right back. It's Hot Sugar with Heaven Hollywood and Damon Rell and my left hand bitch. It's OD.
Yeah!
What's that on that beat?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, email your submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, it's Hot Sugar. I'm having Hollywood. I got my girls with me, with the boss lady in Dan Morrell.
Yeah.
I'm going to send Bitch Smith OD, and it's OD only 5 minutes late tonight, maybe 10.
Yes! Woo!
So, we got a lot of things on the table. We got Safari and his new girl, was she cheating or not cheating? We got the whole Chloe and Lamar thing, which everybody wants to do. Ms. OD just ain't buying the altered text message deal.
Please listen, if you can give me a legitimate explanation as to how you can alter a text message, okay? Now, if you're saying, like, you know, there's pieces missing from the conversation, then okay.
Right. Well, you have to remember, Ms. OD. Right. Remember this, Ms. OD. Remember, they're posting it online. So what she's saying is, oh, they got the text messages, and then in the midst of posting them online, they cut out this and didn't say that. And, you know, it's hard, but it can be done.
There's still messages for them to refer to. Bitch, you lying.
Right.
Moving on.
616-595-4038-904. You're on Hot Sugar.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? It's Brian.
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling. What? Hey, just we're gonna talk about the Nicki and Meek thing. I heard she was pregnant. And what's funny is, if she is, wouldn't that be kind of like getting back at Drake? Wouldn't that be kind of like killing it? Like, and another thing, that's when stuff could really escalate. Like, but wouldn't that be like killing him? You know what I'm saying?
If, I mean, that would kill Drake.
Huh?
It's a different.
Yeah, that would definitely kill Drake.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? That would definitely kill him. And that's what people didn't even see, that people wouldn't even have seen that coming. And see, the other thing about it is, then it could really turn into a real beef. It would really be a real beef after that, too, I think.
Because,
you know,
Meek
could be a rock.
He didn't come for the fact that he ain't never been with nobody of stature. He came for his music. And this nigga Drake came back and murdered his ass. So nobody's talking about you fucking this bitch. You can have that bitch. Whatever. My face is in it anyway. They don't care.
But think about all the people who were saying that Drake won. But yeah, of course he will. But I'm saying, see, Meek's gonna come out, make tracks about it. Meek will probably make tracks about it. You're like, yeah, like that's my baby mom's. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and think about all the people who were saying, oh, Drake killed him. Like, that's when it could really, I wouldn't want to see that. I hope that doesn't happen, actually.
I mean, I feel like that should only be relevant if he had a relationship with Nicki, but she never gave him. You ain't never had a shot.
Miss OD, you're gonna stop hating on Champagne. How do you know Drake ain't never hit that?
Man, stop it.
How do you know that? Drake gonna smash a lot and smash Riri.
Yeah, but he's not Nicki's type. She might have let him eat
may,
the box.
May have been, one,
damn sure
may have been one of them.
Nicki seemed like with Drake, she teased him. It seemed like she
exactly.
teased him.
That's
and she was
why.
Like, boy, you better go to your room.
Exactly.
Like, she was like that. Like, but she not, like, Nicki's not a rat. Like, she don't let, and you could just tell she the type of chick, like, you ain't running through me, like, for real. You know,
right.
So I don't get that.
He's that friend that was always telling her how sexy she was. And she's like, boy,
right. She's like, you're so crazy, Jane. Right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds just like that's scary. 6 foot.
Isn't that crazy? Thank God.
We have another calling up here. Don't be calling up my studio blocking your number. Block number. Ooh. Hot Sugar.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Trying to protect your identity.
Look.
Hey.
I know. All right. So, I tell you what, I'm a freestyle for you right here, all right? Come on, some drop me a beat.
Wait, wait, who is this?
No,
wait,
no,
first
how you
of all,
call
hold on,
like you know
hold on, who are you?
Hey, fine, sicker than your average nigger killer, twist niggers, heads off fucking sick niggers and giggers, chicken wing eating players, triple kick.
Well, first of all, you sound whack as hell. You're not machine gun. Can't give up.
First of all, you're calling fucking out. Who was this? MCKKK? If you don't get
a MC, that's a good name. MCKKK.
MC triple K? KKK?
MC, I want to hear him. I want to hear him. Where are you from? Where are you from, KKK?
I cut that nigga off.
Why? I wanted to.
I heard him even more.
Oh, no fun.
He ain't twisting off no niggas' heads and cutting fried chicken either. But look at MCKKK.
But I have a question, Heaven. Do they really think that word, do they think the word nigga or nigger, whatever, really offend black people still? Because it doesn't. It's funny. I mean, white people call themselves niggas now, like for real. Who gives a fuck? Like, nobody
yeah,
cares about that word.
He didn't have the proper swag given his nigger card.
Right, you waited all that time online to say that. He
waited online all that time. To say that whack ass rap.
Embarrass yourself.
Embarrass yourself. Say your Twitter.
I'm gonna freestyle. You're right. You
so I can block your ass.
You went online for what? You waited on hold for what? 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
On the air and make a goddamn fool of yourself.
He must have wrote that rap while he was waiting. Okay. Anyway.
I'm gonna start getting like Erykah Badu. Turn your location on. Turn your location on, nigga. Turn your location.
Shout out to the KKK. Yeah.
Word. I would love for them to call us.
4038. We have to end our show with our boy.
Right Power.
352.
Yeah.
From the 352. Take us home, Joseph.
Take us home, Joseph. Just make it short.
Hey there, Heaven.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi there, India. I'm sorry to get to talk to you on Ram City.
Oh.
I wanted to say great Vamp City show a while back, and also ask you all about this situation about Donald Trump. Do you think he should be running for political office, or should he drop his ass out of the political race?
Joseph. Heaven's going to say something. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna let you, Joseph. I'm gonna let you talk, but let me say, I'm gonna get back to Joseph. But this dude should not be running for anything.
Fact.
You know, he's out there, and the sad thing is, this dude is winning. This dude
Fact.
Is actually
yeah,
winning
that's what I'm saying.
On that side. That's the scary thing. He's winning, and you know, we'll probably have to get to next week about the whole Kelly Osborne and Rosie Perez thing, you know, this, because of Donald Trump, Rosie Perez done quit the damn, whatever that show was called, The View, because of all this Donald Trump stuff.
Oh, she let him interrupt a check?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have done that.
What happened was this. Kelly Osborne came on and made the comment about, well, if you kick all the Latinas out of the country, who's going to clean out toilets, Donald? And Rosie Perez, she took big offense to it. And then Rosie was told by the network, because she flipped on Kelly Osborne, Rosie was told by the network that she had to apologize to Kelly Osborne.
Oh, hell no.
And then she said, oh, Kelly, I understand. I took it the wrong way. I love your heart. You have a genuine heart. And then when I saw it, I'm like, what the fuck is she apologizing for? But then, like 4 days later, Rosie Perez quit, and she said, and then she came out and said, "They made me apologize, but I just can't do this."
Fuck that! I wouldn't have made no damn apology. I would have been like, "Okay, I'm gonna say sorry. Put me on live TV. Go. I'm gonna say sorry. Show this on live TV. Yeah, I'm gonna apologize on live TV. Are we all?
You gotta hit it with her, but she was wrong for that, though.
No, I'll be like, "Are we all? Fuck you, bitch." I don't give a fuck about you, you dumb ass white fat bitch. You know what, bitch? Fuck you. Did I say that already? Now fuck the network, fuck everybody. And I'm about to go. And that's what I would have did. I wouldn't probably get no more work. But I would have said enough fuck you to let everybody know what the fuck I meant.
Joseph, do you think he should be running for office?
Hell no.
Am I wrong for that?
I think this crackerhead should have stuck to his businesses, like the Apprentice.
Exactly. How do you have a show like The Apprentice and you're trying to be our president? What the fuck?
How are you trying to be our president and you got all that money you can't buy yourself a good toupee? I'm just saying, nobody want to see a president. We're used to the Kennedys and the Obamas. Why are you going to be up in the White House with that old rug on your head? He needs to upgrade his... Girl, I can't. I can't with this. Can somebody come out with a weave? Girl, he needs to go see Shekinah. Shekinah from with Tani, she will hook that head up. Shekinah. Isn't it Shekinah?
We gotta go anyway. Joseph, thank you for calling and thank you for holding us down on Hot Sugar. Great, a lot of calls. We still got calls on the line, but ain't nobody got time to be talking to y'all till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Nobody got time. Ain't nobody trying to be on the phone all night with y'all. We about to go. I gotta go. I gotta do my nails. I gotta do my eyebrows. Ain't nobody got time for y'all.
We gotta be next week. We'll be back next week. Caitlin's about to cancel her show. Good. So we'll talk about Caitlin getting ready to cancel her show.
That boring ass show. I went to sleep on it. I watched one episode and went to sleep. That shit is boring.
The first show was popping because they had Kim and Kanye on there. But since they weren't gonna be on the second and third show, everybody's like, what else is on? Might think about this. It's a fake trend.
That's boring.
Shout out to DL Yuli. Shout out to DL Yuli who said, if somebody do something, did you see him on The View? He said, somebody that does something. He's 65 years of age. He said, somebody who does something with seven, he said, the males are only promised 72 years of age of life. He said, somebody that did something with 7 years of life left, everybody think that's courage? I call it a bucket list. I fell out.
Oh, guys, so I'm done. Exactly. Exactly.
A bucket list.
Courage is jumping out the damn airplane, like what I'm going to do, skydive. That's courage. What the hell?
Anyway,
anybody can put on some damn heels.
She's talking. It's time to go. Anyway. Thanks to the Boss Lady and Daya Morrell. Thanks to Miss OD. It's Hot Sugar. Make sure you follow us _IG. I'm saying us, like I be on there putting in work. I don't do nothing but to take all the credit.
He made one post today. Now you doing it.
IG_Hot Sugar. Miss OD, see you next week, hopefully, unless you're going to be traveling the world.
Well, you know, you never know where the wind will take a little sis like me, you know.
And make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at India Morrell, IndiaMorel. Follow me right now. But anybody got no time? We got to go. I got to go, y'all. I got to go do stuff. Anybody got time to be on the phone with y'all tonight?
You can try to follow Miss OD on Twitter, but she never answered anybody back. And what's your Instagram?
I made my consensus that Twitter is just, I can't do it.
What's your Instagram, woman?
I'm not a fan.
What's your Instagram, Miss OD?
MZ_OD.
There you go.
I'm going to a page right now.
Just before we leave, just have to tell you people, we're not the ones who post on Hot Sugar, so don't curse us out. We're not the ones in charge for it. You can go see Cuban Cigarra. She's on Twitter at Cuban_Cigarra.
First of all, and if it was us, who gonna check us? I wish they would. So who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck who posts? It's our thing, and we can post what the hell we want. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing. Check me. Let's go. Anyway,
we gonna end with
y'all tonight.
We're going to end with Harold. Let's take it out. Let's dance our way out off the air. It's Hot Sugar. See y'all next week.
The way we turn this paper, I bet we return. in my zone. She twerking like my